Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the impossible question.
Billy's B101.
Under 20% of people actually do this. We've got $909, and we've got Tori on the line. She's going to take a guess. Good morning, Tori.
Hey, good morning. I don't know if anybody said this yet or not, but I did read on the internet that less than 20% of people don't use the internet, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, I'd say that's lame. Gotta use the internet.
I don't think my dad uses the internet. Like,
really?
Ever. No. Anything, because they have a laptop, and it's my mom. So if anything needs to be done on the internet, she does it. Like, I don't think I've ever seen him behind a computer, anything. And he has the flip phone, so he has
probably less stressed than all of us.
Probably.
Right? So relaxed. That's, yeah.
Tori, good guess, but not the correct answer.
Okay, well, hey, listen, while I have you on the phone,
yeah.
I'm going to tell you that I wear socks with my cross.
Yes!
Oh, that's another buzzer then. You get a buzzer again on that one.
And in fact, I have Ernie Crocs. I have Crocs that...
For your dog?
My husband got me for... Yeah, I got Crocs that... Well, they're not brand name Crocs.
All the little ones you put
like
on the dog's paws.
Off-brand Crocs. No, I actually have Ernie on my cross. My husband got them for me a couple years ago.
Somebody
on Etsy made them. I don't know how.
Yes,
but
they were the cutest thing,
and I get the most compliments.
Yeah, for a while, I forget what they were called, but they were basically like charms for the cross. Kids were wearing them, and you got your dog made into a gibbet. That's so cute.
Well, no, he's not made on a gibbet. He's actually on the cross.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, printed on the cross.
Wow. He's actually printed on the crock. I'll have to put it on the Be Up Club on a picture of them.
Tori, you're the coolest loser I know.
He's on my actual crock. Yeah.
Yep. All right.
Tori, thank you for your call.
Yep. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, that's good. That's great.
Bobby.
What?
What did I say? 1 year ago, Bobby would never call someone a loser.
I didn't call. I said she's the coolest loser that we know. Wearing those Crocs.
This is the Catherine O'Connell effect.
It is all your fault.
Just blame me. 888-333-B101. We've got $909. Under 20% of people actually do this. What is it? Under 20% of people actually do this. We kind of find these people lame a little bit. I don't know. I kind of understand it, but it is still lame. We've got $909 to give to...
It's extremely lame. What are you talking about?
To give someone. We are going to go to Andrea.
Andrea.
Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Happy Friday Eve.
Yes.
Love that. Yeah. All right. What's your guess? What do you think under 20% of people actually do?
I think it's they clap their hands when their flight lands.
I feel like that is like it's happening more and more. Do you hate it?
I absolutely hate it.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. Stupid. It is like, come on. Like, it's...
They're doing their
job. They're doing their job. Like,
I don't know. I kind of want. I want you to clap for me at the end of the show.
No, you just did your job. You did. No, no.
I'm gonna clap for you, Bobby.
Andrea, I wish this was the correct answer. Those people are losers. I'm sorry, it's not correct, but
it's all right. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Have a great day. Oh. I don't think that they're losers. I think they're like
you got us here. Thank you, Brett.
When I land, I feel. Thank you. You got me here safe.
Yes.
But why does
everyone need to clap?
Do you clap when you get to the parking garage here?
Right. You got
congratulations.
There safely.
You drove the vehicle you know how to drive.
If you're on a train and you get to the station, do you go up and go, oh, I'm here. This is my stop.
Woo! Yeah.
Every time I get off the trolley, that's what I do.
I don't know.
Thank you. Awesome.
I'm making a new rule. At 9:40 every day, you guys need to clap at the end of the show.
That's worthy of it.
Yeah. I agree.
Speak for yourself.
I think clapping is okay. I am not I'm not part of it because I know the Bretts of the plane will stare at me. But I think it's just the positive people that are like, good job.
I like
thanks.
Families that make bets. And if you lose the bet, you have to be the first person to clap when they land. And they all make fun of them because like they have to like stand up and do it like, you know, yeah, like as loud as they can. So I've seen like those videos too.
I'm sorry. I'm appreciative of the pilots.
Yes.
All right. Let's go to Kim. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Under 20% of people actually do this. What do you think it is?
I'm going to say use somebody else's coffee creamer at work.
Oh, taking it out of the fridge. Someone else's nice vanilla latte creamer.
There's a giant, like, full-size coffee creamer in our fridge right now, and I'm thinking to myself, who needs that much creamer? Would you guys use somebody else's creamer?
Absolutely not.
Anyone? I've used other people's creamer. It's just creamer. You have a full thing in there. It's going to go bad before you get to the end.
It might have touched the rim of their cup, and who knows if that was washed. No way. No way. No way.
Everything goes back to germs and being gross.
No way. No way.
Kim, sorry. Not the correct answer. Yeah, you too. I would never take anything out of the fridge and take somebody else's food or drink, anything like that. But I feel like creamer is like community. Poor Pierre, who passed away, a little while ago, he would always buy office creamer. So he would put his creamer in there and he'd be like, this creamer is for everyone.
Oh, it's for the office.
Everyone can use it. Yeah.
Very
but
nice.
If you use the end of it and he didn't have any creamer, that was a different
story. That's a big problem. Oops.
All right. Last caller for this round is Sue. Good morning.
Good morning.
Under 20% of people actually do this. What do you think?
They purposely sit in their parked cars before work.
To listen to the Kathy Romano show, right?
Wow, that sounds like a great idea.
Totally.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, totally. Or they accidentally got to work 10 minutes early and no way are they going in early.
Mm-hmm.
I never do this because I'm like running in the door. So I'm definitely not sitting before work. Do you guys ever sit in your car before work?
No, I come right in.
If I'm there early, I will, but I'm rarely ever early.
Yeah.
I love to sit in my car after work, like if I get home.
Oh, for like a little bit before you get out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, all right, Sue, we're sorry. This is not the correct answer.
Awesome.
But you can try again at 9:10.
Is it in the ballpark?
Look at Sue. All right, how about this? I'm going to give you a clue. No.
There you go.
Have a great day, Sue.
You too.
Bye. Like is it in the ballpark? No.
If we did not get to your call, we are going to do it again at 9:10. But you know what? I have a story about sitting in a car. It happened to me just yesterday.
About sitting in a parked car?
Sitting in a parked car. I was not at work, but I was at the gym. And I see a lot of people do this. When I come out of the gym, and it was my hot class. It was 102 degrees. You kind of like cool off. I sat in the car, put the air conditioning on, and I got on my phone to check my text messages, like see if anything
shop
came through.
Shop on Amazon.
No, I was not shopping on Amazon, but I was scrolling through the phone and there was somebody behind me waiting for the spot and I didn't know. He got out of his car and he knocked on my window.
Oh.
And he was very nice and he was like, excuse me, ma'am. He did call me ma'am. He was like, excuse me, ma'am. He was like, are you leaving or are you hanging here for a little while? He was like, I have a work truck and the spot behind me, it was street parking. The spot behind me was like an illegal parking spot. No, it says no parking from here to corner. So he needed me to move to be in a legal spot. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I was like, I didn't know you were back there. I was like, yes, I'm leaving. And I did. I drove away, put my phone away and drove away so he could park there.
We got to talk about this.
Yeah, yes. because it does bother me. I did it. But it bothers me if I'm in like the Target parking lot and I'm waiting for a spot and somebody is on their phone or doing something. And I know they probably don't see me because I did not see that guy. But it does bother me a little bit. And I did it yesterday. 888-333-B101. Do you ever get caught sitting in your car while someone is waiting for the spot?
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Under 20% of people actually do this for $909. Caroline, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right, what do you think it is?
they don't pick out their clothes for the next day?
Don't put out their clothes for the next day when they go to bed. I will tell you, it's something I am made fun of in my house by Elise every day.
Oh, she makes fun of
me. She loves to make fun of me for it. She goes, oh, there's your perfectly little place jeans and your t-shirts ready to go and your boxers.
Why do you do that? Just because you want to look nice or because you get up so early? Like,
what's the reason? I get up so early. I hate having to worry about what's going on with my clothes. Like, I just want to just put them on and go.
We know Brett picks out his clothes. He lays his out the night before. I will say 80% of the time I lay it out. There are some mornings.
Or like you're like, hey, it's Taco Tuesday. I am absolutely going to wear my Taco Tuesday shirt on a Wednesday.
And it was actually Wednesday. Laura, do you lay your clothes out?
I would say I'm probably 50-50 at this point.
Yeah, you have two little kids. There's
no time.
Laying
so this
clothes
is,
out.
I don't even see what I look like most days when I come in.
Oh, we do.
I know, Bobby.
I think you look nice, Laura.
Thank you, Kathy.
Caroline, sorry, not the correct answer.
Got it.
All right, thanks.
Keep your guesses coming. 888-333-B101. Under 20% of people actually do this. We've got $909. What is it? $909 for the impossible question this morning, our last round of it.
The pressure's on now.
If no one gets it right, we'll be above $1,000 tomorrow morning. But let's see where we go with this. Under 20% of people actually do this. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Kathy and everybody.
What do you think it is that under 20% of people actually do?
People tend to, I don't know, maybe more than 20%, put on their roll of toilet tissue backwards. Have it coming over instead of under, and it's harder to pull.
You mean the other way around. They need to put it over and not under.
No, she's saying under.
No.
Diane, you're wrong.
Diane, we think you're putting it on wrong.
You know what? I had a feeling that, but you know what? Because I never really got the real answer to that. But when you look at aluminum foil and plastic wrap, that all has to go under because the idea of the way you're pulling it. The other way, you're like pulling, and it always rips for me. I don't know.
When I use tin foil and plastic wrap in the bathroom, I usually have it all go over. I don't have it go under.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, you know, the principle of it has on a roll has to come up, not over.
Yeah, Diane, you're making sense with the plastic wrap and the tin foil. I understand what you're saying, but it drives me nuts if the toilet paper is put on that way.
Yeah. Can't be, Diane. It can't.
Well,
it's also wrong, Diane. We can't handle this. It's stressing us out. No, go fix it immediately in your bathroom, Diane. Immediately.
I can't do that.
Diane, thanks for your guess.
Yep.
Thank you, guys.
That's funny. We were all like, wait,
no,
you're
no,
doing
no.
it wrong.
That's what I thought. Is it right? Is it wrong? No.
All right, let's try Joyce. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Under 20% of people actually do this. What do you think it is?
Never take a vacation day or PTO day off of work.
Ooh, I would say those people are definite losers.
We would say they're lame.
Yeah.
Especially if there's an Eagles game, a Phillies game, Flyers game, a Sixers game.
Yeah, I'm off.
A Little League game.
A
volleyball game.
A concert, a party.
I have to go just a day at the club.
Your mom's birthday. Bobby has to take off the day after any event. And it was funny because when we hung out with Elise, she was like, he can't go out on school nights. I was like, I know.
It's Make Fun of Bobby Hour on the Kathy Romano Show.
Really good guess, Joyce, but sorry, not the answer.
All right, guys, you have a good day.
You too. Last call of the morning is Lorraine. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your guess, Lorraine?
Wiping the shopping carts with the antibacterial wipes when you walk into a supermarket.
So you think under 20% of people do that or don't do that?
Whatever the question was.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I like that.
All right,
everyone's correct. I like that one.
Well, here, let's go around the room.
You know what I mean?
I
think less than 20% do that.
Okay.
Do that? Oh,
yeah.
I absolutely do that.
I destroy that thing with like
so
nine
do I.
Wipes.
Yeah, so
good.
Do I.
Good.
Yeah. You guys wipe down? Brett, Laura?
I don't often get enough groceries to use a cart. I can't lie. I'm a basket kind of person.
Oh, okay. You don't wipe the basket down?
Yeah, you need backup wipes in your bag just in case.
Lorraine,
ew.
Speaking my language.
Yeah.
Yep.
Laura, you don't wipe down? You have kids.
I know. I wish and I want to wipe it down, but I never remember to bring something.
They usually have them at the store.
Not my store, apparently.
Really? Sometimes they're out.
If it's there, I will do it.
No matter which way your guess is, I love it.
Yeah. Sorry, Lorraine, though. Not the correct guess.
Not it, though.
Okay, thank you.
All right. I know you wipe down everything, Kathy.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually, the PA Wine and Spirits store in the Plymouth Meeting Metroplex, they're always out of wipes. You do need to refill, guys. If you could refill for me, that would be awesome.
Yep. Please get it done immediately.
You were a frequent flyer there?
Yes.
Absolutely. And they used to always have the wipes, but now they're always out. What happened?
You know, on Cheers, and they're like, hey, Norm. They walk in there, like, oh, Kathy.
Daily bottle of wine.
No, but they do play B101 in the store every day.
Let's go.
Thank you.
The end of the show. We're clapping for that.
Yay!
The plane landed.
One of the guesses earlier on was that under 20% of people clap for the pilot when the plane lands. And I said, at the end of the show, I think we should clap. So thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
And here is our clip of the day. Earlier, we talked about how it was 17 years ago today that we lost Farrah Fawcett. And Brett contributed to the conversation.
I went to school at Temple with a boy who had hair like Farrah Fawcett.
Good contribution.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.